next week, next couple days, right?
I think we're talking on the phone.
She's always on vacation.
I have 10:02, Chief Silberg.
Do we know if anyone else is coming?
Physically, no.
Okay.
I know, Joe Brochus is probably on the phone. I never heard from Chief Sharp, and Sheriff Deadman was, I thought, was going to call in. So we can find out who's on the phone. For a subcommittee, you don't need a quorum.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right, it's Mike Solberg, it's 10:02. Who is on the phone?
Lee Bentley, La Paz County.
Okay.
La Paz County.
Got it.
Okay, and who was the other one?
This is Ryan Gant from
Cooper
County.
Ryan Gant.
And did we have a third?
Matt Smith, Mojave County Attorney's Office.
Matt Smith.
Anyone else?
This is Gretchen McClellan with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office.
Funny, Tony Showalter would represent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? All righty. Well, we will go ahead and begin. I was looking for my attorneys, so if I do a faux pas, since this is my first meeting, please let me know.
There is
otherwise,
no attorney. There is no attorney present.
Okay.
Well, there is one, but not
okay.
The state.
All right. You won't yell at me. All right. Our first item on the agenda is Marv Meyer to give us a FY20 budget update.
Mr. Chairman, members of the subcommittee, just to briefly review the revenue collection and look at the potential budget for 2020. Just to refresh the memory, for this current year, our collections were about $6.5 million, which is about a 3% increase from what we had over last year. And going forward, we'll continue with a 3% increase. And the reason I want to mention that is because our budget request that we submitted to the legislature is going to request more money than we're actually collecting, but we have a fund balance big enough to support the extra money. And what will happen is, as we, assuming we get our 7.5 budget, we'll go ahead and we'll start reducing our fund balance. The fund balance at the end of this fiscal year is projected to be around $4.2 million, give or take. And we'll hopefully reduce that as we go through. With a 3% growth rate, even if we were to get our $7.5 million budget, we'll be well set up for about the next decade. We could cover that amount of money with a 3% growth rate. And what we normally will take a look at is each fiscal year, if the growth rate doesn't meet our projections, we would then potentially reduce our projections for revenue. But the 7.5 that we requested is well within our reason to think we'll collect that, and that we should be safe going in the future. Just to give you some background as to what we're looking at. Now, what I'd like to do is just to go through budget that we requested and what we had for this year, just to kind of as a review. On the first first page of the memo, I listed the FY20, the budget. This was requested. It has, of course, not been approved at this point. This is what we're hoping. The operating lump sum was increased $851,000. The vehicle theft task force line, appropriation line, we requested an increase to $4.35 million. Local grants, $2.257 million. And the local grant breakdown would be vertical prosecution, approximately $1.5 million. Law enforcement, $650,000. Public awareness, $50,000. Professional training, $25,000. And emergency discretion, approximately $2,000. And that would give us a total of $2.2 million. The reimbursable programs, $50,000, and that brings us to a total budget request of $7.5 million. And that's what we're trying to do. We've been requesting that for about 3 years. We're trying to get our baseline up to about $7.5 million, if possible. Now, that's the best case scenario. That's what we actually requested. If you turn to the next page, page two, this is the current FY19 budget that we're actually using for this year. The operating lump sum, $651,000. The vehicle theft task force line item was $3.65 million. The local grants, $957,000. And that would break down to vertical prosecution, about $930,000. Law enforcement, $1,000. Public awareness, $23,000. Professional training, $1,000. emergency discretionary 1,000, and that brings us to the total of 957,700. The reimbursable programs, once again, are 50,000, and the total budget that we're operating with in FY19, and actually we've had the same budget for about 5-6 years. They just haven't been able to increase it. So we had an operating budget this year of $5.3 million, and that's what we've been working with. So hopefully we will get our FY20 budget request, and then we will be set. Any question just on the budget, what we're looking at? Now, up to this point, of course, we don't have a budget. The legislature has not finished up their budget work yet. So we're going to go through, and as we look at the grants, we'll try to present an FY20 case if we have our budget, and if we don't have our budget, we'll look back at the FY19 and try to build the grants the same way we did for this fiscal year. And if need be, we'll make adjustments when the legislature finally does present us with a budget. Any questions before I proceed with the task force grant?
I don't.
No.
Okay, the first grant that we'll take a look at for FY20 will be the task force. This is grant number 1856. And just to briefly go down through this, the FY19 approved personal services about $1.3 million, ERE $1.27 million, travel in-state and out-of-state $15,000 for each, aid to organization $710,000, other operating $325,000, vehicle replacement equipment, $25,000, and that left us with a total of $3.65 million. That's underfunded. We had hoped to do better than that. But unfortunately, the legislature didn't give us the money that we requested for last year. Hopefully, they'll take care of that this year. To look at the FY20 budget request, personal services for DPS, $1.2 million, ERE, $1.3 million, travel in-state, slight increase to $20,000, travel out-of-state, $20,000, slight increase. Aid to organizations, $1.1 million. Other operating expenses covering just their basic fuel costs and general bills that you run into, $400,000. Vehicle replacement, $500,000 for 8 vehicles. Equipment, $40,000. Generally, this is for computers. And the support assistance, $150,000. That generally would cover if they bring in other units like SWAT or K-9 or something like that throughout the year. Their total budget request was $4,839,859. And what we had looked at in our agency, we built a budget very similar to what they had requested. So their request is not out of line what we expected to support. We didn't put as much into the vehicle replacement, although we do understand they do need the vehicles. But other than that, the request is right in line with what we had anticipated. The FY20 request is $4.839 million. The Stafford recommendation, if we get the budget that we requested, was to fully fund the grant, that we don't see that need to make any cuts. Now, the way this would probably have to work, and what we had anticipated when we built our budget, was that the task force line item is not big enough to support $4.8 million. The legislature, hopefully, if they give what we requested, is $4.35 million. So what we would have them do, the task force would actually have to support or put in 2 grants. One would be the normal task force grant, $4.3 million covering that line item. And the second grant would be a law enforcement grant of about $500,000, just slightly less than $500,000. That would cover normally the vehicles. And that's how we anticipated to go ahead with the task force, putting in basically 1 grant for the main operations, another grant for the vehicles. We were hoping to have a vehicle replacement program yearly to keep up with the vehicles. We had hoped to do that for the last couple of years. Unfortunately, we haven't had the money to do that. And I think, judging by their request, they have many vehicles now that are kind of getting outdated. They just have too many miles. And we knew this was going to come 3 or 4 years ago. We approached our budget folks and said, either we don't get the money now, small amounts, in a few years you're going to have a big amount that's going to need to be put in these vehicles. The whole fleet's going to be out of date. So that's basically what we request, or we staff recommendation is to fully fund the request of the task force. And I believe the captain is here. If you have any questions that I can't answer on their grant.
Just a quick summary on aid to organizations. What does that include?
That includes their participating agencies, their salaries, their ERAs, and the overtime.
Okay, so it's the non-DPS
correct.
Pieces of it, the task
force. Personnel costs for non-DPS, correct. Okay.
Any other questions on DPS grant or task force grant? Okay. Do we need to make a motion or move on to the next?
I said, how do you want to do? Do you want to tentatively approve the staff recommendation?
Yeah, I think that's how we have it on the agenda. You'll do a motion for the subcommittee recommendations for the full board,
okay.
May 17th. And I think we'll do the task force, and then I think we can do all the verticals all together as one motion.
Okay.
So we'll just have to do two total.
Make a motion to approve the vehicle task force grant request number 1856.
I'll second the motion.
And all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next one.
Okay. And the next set of grants are the vertical prosecution grants, our next big grant program. To give you an idea of the FY19 breakdown, the total grant amount approved for FY19 verticals was $930,000. Carry forward of $1,780. ATA funding to meet the board approved amount was $920,000. And what we normally do, just to give just a recap, if there is any carry forward, what we'll normally do, the board will approve an amount, and then we will fund that amount. If there's carry forward from the previous year, they can apply that to the grant so that they'll get whatever the board approves. And last year we had very little carry forward, $1,700. This year we've tentatively reached out to the grantees, and it looks like we're going to have very little carry forward this year. I think we've got about $2,900.
Mm-hmm.
And normally carry forward, we'd like to keep it as small as possible, but sometimes that will increase or decrease depending on if attorney left,
mm-hmm.
or they had to replace an attorney maybe with not the same salary, whatever. So that normally is what causes the carry forward. Now FY19 attorney and support staff were $930,000, and we didn't have the money to approve anything else, so other equipment was requested at $1,600, was not approved. For FY20, what we're looking at, the requested amount was $1.144 million. The staff recommendation is to fund $1,094,000. The carry forward projected at this point is about $2,900. And we think that's probably going to be about it. The attorneys, the breakdown of attorneys in salary and ERE for the requested amount was $856,000. Support staff, salary and ERE, $237,000. Other equipment was $50,000. And just to give a recap of what we had to do in the past, if vertical prosecution, if you have to fund the attorneys, and without the attorneys, you don't have a program. But we also realize the importance of the support staff. The attorneys need the legal secretaries, paralegals, whatever, to go ahead and help them do their job. Unfortunately, when the budget was cut, when the legislature gave us our budget last year, we did not have the funding to fully fund all of the support staff. So what we tended to do was fund the attorneys, and if the agency requested support staff above a certain level, we funded about $44,000 for each agency support staff, and they had to kick in the rest for the secretary or the paralegal. So hopefully we won't have to do that this year, but that's kind of what we did. So you'll see that number pop up as we go through. The first grant agency that we'll take a look at is the Pinal County Attorney's Office. This is grant number 1847. And just to have a recap of what we did in 19, the FY19 funding, salary and ERE for one attorney, and we funded $44,647 towards support staff, that'd be a legal secretary or paralegal. The attorney salary and ERE is $124,000, support staff $44,000, carry forward is none. The board approved funding in the of $169,060. The total requested amount was $292,162, so we did have to reduce Pinal County last year to get us within our budget limits, but we did try to keep the attorneys and as much of support staff as we could. The FY20 request, funding in salary is for one attorney and one paralegal. The attorney's salary, $95,000, paralegal salary, $46,000, ERE for both, $47,000. They did request some equipment, a computer trial pad set, and I believe that the trial pad set helps the attorneys with displays of evidence for the judge and for the jury. I'm not 100% mm-hmm. sure. I think that's what it does. And they did request an LPR at $50,000. The projected carry forward is zero. Total grant request is $239,648. At this time, the staff recommendation is to fully fund the attorney, the paralegal, and the trial pad set at $189,648. We would recommend to the subcommittee that the LPR be funded through a separate law enforcement grant. The vertical prosecution grant program is not really designed to fund LPRs. So what we would recommend is that they go ahead and submit a second grant that the subcommittee and the board could fully, at that time, judge if they want to go ahead and support that for the LPRs. The law enforcement grant program is set up for the performance measures for LPRs. Verticals just isn't. So our staff recommendation is to fund the attorney, the paralegal, and the trial pad set for $189,000, and to hold off on the LPR and have them put in a separate law enforcement grant. And if we were to get our budget, the actual funding amount would not be a problem. We could support the funding of that if the board would decide to do that. So that's our recommendation for the Pinal County attorney. And do you want to just keep going through them all?
Yep,
okay. The second agency, or the next agency, is the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, grant number 1846. FY19, the board approved salary and area for two attorneys and only $36,000 toward the paralegal. Attorney salary was $199,000, paralegal $36,000. No carry forward. The board approved funding of $235,751. Total requested was $280,000, so we had a slight reduction for Maricopa County. The FY20 grant request is to fund salary and area for two attorneys and half of paralegal. The attorney's salary in ERE, $216,000, paralegal, $46,000. They're projecting no carry forward. Total grant request is $262,776. And at this time, the staff recommendation is to fully fund the grant, both attorneys, half the paralegal, $262,776.
Mr. Chair, we also have Kristen Sherman here from Maricopa County Attorney's Office and Gretchen on the phone. I don't know if there was anything else they wanted to add or if they had any questions for them, but they are here. So,
anything from the County Attorney's Office, from Maricopa County Attorney's Office? All right.
All right.
The next grant agency is the Pima County Attorney's Office. Grant number 1853, FY19, the board approved funding for salary and ERE for two attorneys and one paralegal. Salary in ERE was $153,000, paralegal about $62,000, carry forward was zero. Board approved $216,000, the total request is $292,000. Just one thing, Pima County tends to run their vertical prosecution slightly different than the other ones. They have, they're requesting funding for two attorneys. One is a full-time attorney to take the cases. The other five attorneys come from their auto theft pool, and they take 25% salary from each one of those five attorneys. So what they'll end up with is essentially you're gonna fund two and a half attorneys. You'll fund one attorney full-time. The other attorney will come out of the pool, and they're going to have a bureau attorney and a case evaluation attorney. So what it really comes down to, you'll fund about 3.25 FTEs, and they just draw them a little differently on their end. For this particular request, the grant request is $258,111, and the staff recommendation is to fully fund the grant, the one lead attorney, 25% of five other attorneys from the Auto Theft Bureau, and a case evaluation unit attorney, and the one paralegal for $258,111. That's my understanding of what they're going to do. We have any Pima County?
Mm-hmm. Ryan,
maybe
Gant.
They can explain a little better than I can as far as what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different than the other agencies.
And last year was the first year that they implemented that kind of change in their model. And I know we have Ryan Gant, who's new to the Bureau down in Pima County, and I believe he's still on the phone.
Ryan, are you on the phone?
Hi, everybody. I think Art explained it pretty well, as far as I understand it. I am new to the position as well. I just took over a couple of months ago. But my understanding is we have the lead attorney, which is me. I do much of the issuing and the vertical prosecution of it. But we do have four other geographic attorneys. So I would issue a case typically, and it might get pushed out to a geographic attorney. That's the four quarter attorneys that the grant would fund. This year we're asking for an additional quarter to help with the issuing. So essentially you would fund 2.25 attorneys.
2.25,
I think,
not three.
Well.
But one extra one for the paralegal.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
Any other questions from Pima? All right.
So our recommendation is to fully fund the grant. The next agency is the La Paz County Attorney's Office. That's grant number 1834. FY19, the board approved salary ERE for one attorney and one legal assistant. The attorney salary in area is $100,000. Legal assistant was $18,000. And sometimes there is a difference between the support staff because the agencies don't always request a full amount. So in this case, the $18,000 was most likely what they had requested. Carry forward was zero. Board approved $119,714. Total requested was $210,000. They had requested an investigator last year, which we did not fund. So for FY20, the grant request is fairly similar without the investigator. The salary and ERE request was for one attorney and one legal assistant. The attorney's salary and ERE is $85,000. Legal assistant, $43,000. They did express an interest in put in the request for a $30 AADI membership dues, and we had no issue with that. Total grant request, $128,876.18. The staff recommendation is to fully fund the grant for the one attorney, the one legal assistant, and the AADI membership dues at $128,876.18. The next agency.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Ray. I just joined the call. Sorry, I was at a summer conference that went long, but I'm just listening. I'll meet my phone back once you know I'm here.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
And the next agency is the Mojave County Attorney's Office, the grant number 1848. FY19, the board approved funding for one attorney and one legal secretary. Attorney salary was $66,000. Legal secretary was $15,000. The attorney and legal secretary ERE was $34,000. The board approved $109,566. Total request is $115,000. So slight reduction. FY20, the grant request is to fund salary and ERE for one attorney and one legal secretary, a partial. The attorney salary, $82,000. Legal secretary salary, they only requested $15,000 for a legal secretary. The attorney and legal secretary ERE, $41,000. Carry forward, zero. Total grant request, $139,058. The staff recommendation at this time is to fully fund the grant. One attorney and one legal secretary partial for $139,058.
We do have the County Attorney Matt Smith on the phone, I believe, still.
Anything you would like to add from Mojave County?
Only that we really appreciate everything that you guys do. We are very grateful to be part of this grant over the years. The slight increase in the salary is to get a more experienced attorney in. We just lost our prosecutor out of that position and hired someone else that has 7 years' experience to fill the position. And the current caseload in our vertical prosecution position is 145 cases. So
wow.
That is the reason for the additional attorney salary request.
Thank you.
And the last agency to go over today is the Santa Cruz County Attorney. The grant number is 1855. Board approved for FY19, funding salary and ERE for one attorney, actually three-quarters of an attorney, 75%. The attorney salary and ERE was $80,795. The board approved the $80,795, basically one attorney at 75%. The FY20 grant request is similar. They're asking or requesting funding for one attorney. The attorney salary and ERE, $116,000. Carry forward, we're projecting no carry forward this time. Total grant request, $116,114. And at this time, the staff recommendation is to fully fund the grant for one attorney, $116,114. And that pretty much covers all of the verticals. And I guess we need to make a motion. I think, Chief, what will probably end up happening, if we have a budget before the May meeting, we would come back. We'll present to the board all the the subcommittee recommendations, and if there needs to be adjustments, we'll have to deal with those at the May meeting once we have firm numbers on our budget. And if we don't have that at the May meeting, I guess we'll deal with that in the future.
Yeah.
But I think for right now, we'll go ahead with your recommendations. We'll just put that into the memo, and then we'll present that to the board at the subcommittee recommendation until we have other information.
Mm-hmm.
I will make a motion to recommend the funding as recommended by staff for grants number 1834, 1846, 1848, 1847, 1853, and 1855.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion? No, we are good. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Great.
All right. Call to the public. Does anyone have anything to say? Hearing and seeing none, I believe we can bring the meeting to a close.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us on the phone. Hopefully we get a budget soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
10:27. All right. Okay. Wow. Great. You're like a pro at this.
It's easy when you don't have to balance the budget. We don't know what we got.
Yeah, right.
It looks good.
I know.
It helps that art talks really fast.
Well, art takes the pain out of it, right?
What?